York Region is preparing to roll out vaccines as the respiratory illness season arrives. The region said flu and COVID-19 clinics will be opening as early as October 3 for higher-risk individuals. Following that, the municipality said public health clinics stand to open for the general public October 30 as vaccines begin to come in. York Region Medical Officer of Health Dr. Barry Pakes told Regional Council September 14 that COVID-19 cases are on the rise and that based on the Southern Hemisphere's experience, there could be a moderately severe respiratory illness season. It is very clear we are entering a bit of a new period, Pakes said of COVID-19. The good news, of course, is we are very prepared. The province announced its vaccine rollout September 14, with authorities expecting to receive an updated COVID-19 vaccine by the end of September. The province will also provide flu shots to the most high-risk population starting this month. In York Region, Associate Medical Officer of Health Dr. Sarah Erdman said the early vaccines will be made available to seniors, those with underlying medical conditions, healthcare providers, children aged between 6 months and 5 years, pregnant people, as well as First Nation, Inuit or Métis and members of other equity-deserving or racialized communities. Clinics will offer both COVID-19 vaccines and flu vaccines in one appointment, with the Ontario Ministry of Health recommending it is safe to get both at the same time. Pakes said there are 5 to 6 sites for vaccinations, as well as public health workers going into long-term care facilities to deliver vaccines directly. While a requirement to wear masks is returning to some clinical settings in the province, Pakes said it is unlikely the public health unit will impose any mandates. "We don't have any mask mandates. We're not planning any," Pakes said. Meanwhile, York Region Public Health is working on increased reporting of childhood immunizations, which took a big dip during the pandemic, going from an average of more than 90% compliance of 17-year-olds to 20% in 2021 as those immunizations were delayed. Pakes showed a 50% reported compliance rate in 2023 and added that many have got their immunizations but have not reported it to public health. The immunizations for 7 to 8-year-olds for diseases like diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis and polio are required by law unless exempted, and Pakes said public health would be looking to enforce that this school year. "We're working hard on making sure that reporting is happening," Pakes said. More information about booking appointments will be made available at york.ca/COVID-19 vaccines and york.ca/flu.